have here, this is the end of this big sugya. Tomorrow, Mr. Shemar Benachem will start a new sugya. We have here Meridik and Yonim. If you listen carefully and try to get as much as you can, there's a lot of different details. So if you take it step by step, hopefully you'll get everything. But I would like to move along because this will finish up the sugya. Ravina comes along today and says that the tzad ha-shova that the Mishnah is hinting to, the kind of a mazik, is a tree or a wall that falls down and causes damage. And this tree or wall is not a simple one of the arbovus nezikin. It's missing something. It's missing a quality. And the Gemara finishes off that the problem with this is that the tree and the wall is not 100% bor, because it's not chilas asiyosoi lenezek, a regular bor. When it's made, it's created as a damage. You make a hole in the street. But this tree and wall was planted for a good purpose. So it's missing part of the bor. For that, we make a tzad ha-shove from shore, and therefore, he has to pay. Okay. But, it sounds simple, but you'll see there's three parts to this sugya. To understand exactly the case of a tree or a wall, we'd like to break it up into three parts. First is exactly the cases when, what are the laws there about the dinim. First, the dinim about chayev a potter. When are you chayev? Sometimes you're chayev on the tree and the wall, sometimes you're potter. The dinim, we're going to set up the dinim. Second part is the logic. Why? The lumdus, the reasons behind the dinim. And hopefully, if there's time, we will go into the Shitas HaRambam, which has its own chidushim in the Rambam sheet in the sugya. But the first two parts is first to get all the cases and the laws, and then the logic. Now, the tree of the Kaisel Ve'ilon, there are three different cases about the tree or the wall. Let's take the wall. Instead of keep saying just to save time, we'll talk about a wall. It's the same thing with a tree also. If you look in the Mishnah in Bava Metzia, there are three parts to the Mishnah. The first part says like this: the tree fell and damaged your potter. Simple. Tree doesn't say exactly when, how. It says if the wall fell, your potter. First case. And halacha. The second case is Nosnu lois ma lokutz. That means Bezdin walked over to the man and said, you have 30 days to take down this wall because it's shaky. The law is v'noflu b'soich hazman. If the wall falls down during the 30 days, he's still potter. So we got the first case, just says the wall fell, potter. The second case is within the 30-day time. Now, what's the difference between the first case and the second case? The law is the same, they're potter. But if you watch carefully, you're going to see that there are going to be differences. And the last case is, I'll go back again, but I'm just telling you the last case. The last case is la'acher zman, that he was given 30 days and he was lazy, and on the 31st day the wall damaged. So the din is, then he has to pay for the damages. So remember, the first two cases he's putter, and the last case is chayv. That's what it says. So already I'm showing you that we're talking about three different cases. It's kedai to write down the cases themselves. It's kedai to write them down. Okay. Now, let's go back and you'll see how it gets a little deeper. The first case, which says that he was not warned, that means Bezin didn't walk over to him, but the tree itself or the wall fell down and damaged. Why is it says that he's potter? Because nobody warned him. So why is he potter? Listen carefully, because at the end of this year, if we get to hopefully later, you'll see how this is. It's kedai. I think it's kedai right now. No? You're with me? You're listening? Pardon? You are listening? Good. The Mara Sayan, I don't think it's right to do that. So that people shouldn't think that you're not listening. Okay. So it says he's potter. Poshit, most Rishonim learn that the reason why he's potter for the wall falling down is he's an oinus. Simple. It's an accident. He could say, I didn't know that it's going to cause any damage. But according to this, listen, now that's only good if the damage while the wall fell down, the wall fell on something and hurt somebody. He could say, I didn't know the wall was going to fall down. It looked a little weak. He didn't know. He went about his business. Again, the Ptur Oinus only while it was falling. But if it fell down, now he certainly knew it fell down. And then somebody came along. Yeah, wait. So assuming this. I'm just speaking out. If you learn Tosfos well, I'm taking the pshat with different parts of Tosfos and I'm putting it into the Gemara. That's why I want you to write down these things. Because what I'm doing now is I'm fitting Tosfos back into the Gemara. If he would go ahead, if after it fell down, so it depends. First of all, if he knew about it, one thing, he knew that it fell down, and he had enough time to shovel it up, then he would be chayiv. You hear? Then he would be chayiv. Why?
And
after it fell down, he had enough time to shovel it up.
And he didn't.
Then he would be chayiv even in the first case of the Mishnah. That's why it's so important. Because the Mishnah says, you're potter. Because they didn't warn him. But I'm adding in, even if they did not warn him, but after it fell down, and he had enough time to pick it up, why? Because right now his stuff... Just get down these. There's a lot of different
things.
But get down. Yeah, it works. It works. That's what I'm showing you. All right? Pick up now.
Yeah.
You have a chance.
You get 30 days after it falls down?
No, we're talking about. That's why I wanted you to listen. We're talking. He didn't warn him, so there's no 30 days. What kind of 30 days is it?
The Rebbe said he had a certain thing.
No.
The amount of time.
Normal. When he found out, his neighbors told him, we see him living there. But if he was away. Yeah. That you should be writing down. Okay. No, just started this year. Don't take it personal. I want you to be with this year. If you're holding in the sugya, you're in the room, so then it should be working. Okay. Now, so why is he chayev? What can be the chiyev? Because it's his stones that are laying in the Rishus HaRabim, and he has the possibility to clean them away. So it comes out that it's as if he put them there on purpose, because if he knew about them, so it's as if he made a bore. So remember, if the wall fell down and he knew about it and he did not pick it up, they're his stones. Since they're his stuff, it's his bore in the Rishus HaRabim. It's like his own suitcase that is sitting in the Rishus HaRabim, and he has a way to take it away, it shouldn't damage, and he lets it sit there. It's as if he's creating a bore. Now,
according to the first pshat.
What's first pshat? I have a lot to say. That's why you'll pardon me. This is a type of shir. There's about maybe 25, 30 different little points. If you get them down, but don't try to ask me in a lumdish way, because then everything will get confused. Get down what I said carefully, and you'll see, unless something doesn't make sense, but to just let me... Work with me to build step by step. Remember, we pictured the wall. And nobody warned him. So as it was falling down, he could say, "I'm an oinus. Can't make me pay. I didn't know it was going to fall." After it fell, and he had time to pick it up, and he did not pick it up, then he's going to be chay. Now we're going to go one step further. We're still all in that same case, and nobody warned him. But if 5 minutes after it fell down, he's looking out his window, and he sees it fell down, and he says, "A mafker, all those stones, I don't care, anybody can come along and take them. Look at that, I lost this whole beautiful wall." That's called mafir nizokov la'achar nefilas oynis. No matter, you don't have to write it down. But I'm just showing you. That means it fell down by accident.
But if he was,
and he's mafir it, then he doesn't have to do anything.
He's not mafir to anybody else.
Yes, that's hefker. He says, yeah, yeah. He screams out, it's all yours, fellas. You can take the whole stone.
After it fell down already?
After it fell down.
Then he's part of
what? All right, but that's cold. But as far as Bor is concerned, listen carefully. That's like a person gives away, like we said yesterday, a man has a hole in his property, and then he says, it now belongs to whoever you want. We said from Taisus and Chof Ches that you're putter, right? Because he didn't do anything wrong when he created the Bor, and then he gives it away, so you can't catch him on anything. Because now those stones lying in the street, they're not his stones. And how did they get into the street? By accident. So you can't catch them. It might sound like a little not fair, but listen to me. The Gemara's in Torah, if it's in Torah, it's fair. Get down. You hear? A man, it fell by accident because he wasn't warned about it. And then he's mafkir, then he's putter. If he's not mafkir it, I'm just going back a step further. If he'd really planned to keep the stone, And he has time to clean it up, and he doesn't clean it up. So it's his stones that are laying in the Rishon Zeraim. You got to. So that's like, it's your stuff. It's you. You got to take care of it, not to damage. But if it fell ba'inus, and then he was mafkir it, so then he's putter. So this is all in the first case. Now you know why I try to build it up. We're all in the first case now. No. Then,
Nobody spoke out by mafkir.
Again, you're going with lumdus. Did you get down what I said? Yeah. I know you're a lumdus shabocher. Do me a favor. I know you slipped. Let's go to the next step. You asked me for another case. Get down what I said. Now let's go to the next step in the meeting. You'll see how things develop. All right. So now we have all the halachas about the first part of the Mishnah. Now let's go to the second part of the Mishnah. The second part of the Mishnah was that Bezdin walks over to him. Remember, the same wall that Bezdin has their inspectors, and they could tell that the wall is fading, it's shaky. So Bezdin says, it's now Rosh Chodesh Elul, you have till Rosh Hashanah to take care of it. So what happened, what does it say in the Mishnah? That if the wall damaged during the month of Elul, he's putter. That's what it says. That's the second case. Teich Zman, right? He was given a warning, but he still had 30 days. Yesterday, the wall fell down. Chayel was yesterday. The Mishnah says he's potter. Now let's work through again with our logic. That means when did the damage happen? If the damage happened while it was falling, it fell on something, then we understand why he's potter. Because he could tell the people, I'm sorry that my wall damaged, but I had 30 days. I was planning to do it tomorrow. I didn't have to do it yesterday. So it's an einus. So I'm sorry. Therefore, he would be putter if the wall damaged while it was falling. But if the wall damaged after it fell into Rosh Hashanah, and he had time to take it away, mashal, fell down yesterday. And today he had time to call a bulldozer, and he didn't take a bulldozer to take away his stones, he'll be chayev also. Right? That's logical. Even though it's Tarzman, because again, it's his stones that are sitting, and he knew about it, and he had time. Again, I'm taking all the steps and logic. Just the only difference in this case was that he was warned beforehand. So far, it's no difference yet. But the difference is going to come, but woe would be if as soon as he saw that the wall fell down. And 5 minutes later, he says, okay, I'm after all the stones. Whoever wants can come and take it. And then somebody slips on it. Will he be chayav a potter?
When is this?
That's when it makes a difference.
In the second case.
In the second case, he'll be chayav. Because even though, that's the chayav what Taisus is kidding.
Sure.
Because even though he was not 100% careless in taking away the wall, why? Because the months didn't pass yet. It wasn't a total carelessness, but once already Bezdin told him that he has a bad wall, so it's like a 50% pshia. For those of you who are holding good in Taisis, totally in another Taisis before, two Taisis in before, it's even though it's not really 100% Shia, but it's not 100% Inus either. So Pashtus from Taisvis you could take out. If you go deeply into Taisvis, that it wouldn't help to be Machir. Because
if you got a word from Beis Din, then Machir.
Then it wouldn't help. That's right. If he was Machir after it fell, it's too, then he still, it won't help the Hefker. Because since it, he can't say, this bor was created by accident and I got rid of it as soon as I can. That's not called an accident. When you know you have a shaky wall and you waited 2 weeks, why'd you wait 2 weeks? Even though we gave you a month, but technically, if you would have been a Zoriz and you would have done earlier, nothing would have happened. So then, he won't be able to get out of pain.
But it's just not that I'm aware of this.
Maybe that I want to go into. You see, now you're adding on a point. Let's leave it. I don't know.
How come if it does Mazik during the 30 days, he's Chayev?
But well, while it, when?
So
while it was falling?
No, 30 days.
So while it's falling, he's Potter. That's the Gemara. Toch Zmanoi, and you're talking about after
yeah,
it's on the. We explained because he had time to pick it up. We're assuming that he knew about it and he had time to pick it up.
It did that during 30 days.
So?
So why is it high?
What? No, but afterwards, he had only 3 days to take away the wall. Because once the wall was in the door, now it's in a worse situation.
Uh-oh.
Okay, that's the second step. Now we go to the third step. The third step is simple. The third step is Bela'achas Mana. That means, again, the man had the wall, and they warned him that he better take the wall down because it's going to fall. He goes on vacation, he goes to the homework until after Rosh Hashanah, and then he comes back, and then it damages. So there he's a Peshea, very careless, because he didn't, during the whole 30 days, he was lazy. So then he's chayiv. So now Tosfos comes along, and Tosfos says that even if it damages while it's falling, since he had the 30 days went by and he didn't do anything, so even he can't claim any accidents anymore. So even as soon while it's falling down, it falls on something and smashes something or hurts somebody, he has to pay. That's simple, because now it's as if he himself created the mazik. The only here? Yeah, that's what he said. That's the last case. You see how we did it? We took the Mishnah and we broke it down to three cases with three different halachas. Each one is worse than the other. The worst one is after 30 days he has to pay all damages, even while it was falling. Even if he had no time to go run call a tractor. He had 30 days. So then after that point, whatever happens is chayav. Now we go to the second step of the shir. After we have all the cases and the halachas, now we go into the lumbus. The main part of Tosfos is, he's chayav, but why is he chayav while it falls? What type of a mazik is it?
On the third case,
while if it's mazik while it's falling, so Tosfos looks, is it bor? Doesn't seem to be like bor because bor doesn't move. Is it like eish? Eish, normally the wind takes it. Koyach acher ma'uriv boy. This is not a koyach acher. It's just because of old age, because the cement slipped. So from its own weight, it fell down. So Taisus is not sure what kind of a mazik. The Gemara says, in the Gemara it seems that it's a bor. The Gemara says, what is it? It's a bor and a shor. So Taisus asks, when it's falling, why should it be bor? So Taisvis says like this. What?
Warn,
but it's not warned that it's going to damage, but what are the arba of us? It should be age, because while it's falling, that's like age. So Taisvis, if you learn Taisvis, at the end of Taisvis says like this. While it's in the air, it's not completely bor, it's not completely age. But after it falls down already, then it's more like bor, because now it's already on the ground. It's more like bor. It's just missing tchilas asyosim nezik. So Taisus says like this: since we give it a mazik of bor when it damages on the ground, that's why we could consider it a bor even while it's in the air, because in the air it could be just as close to either one. But since afterwards when it falls, it's bor, so even in the air, we might as well also consider it bor. Pshat and Taisvis is very hard to understand. How could you compare? I mean, just call it bor when it's on the ground, it should get the laws of bor. When it damages while it's falling, it should get the laws of esh. What exactly Taisvis means is very hard to understand.
Why is it like bor in the air?
Yeah, just because of the ground. Just, I mean, it's two separate types of damages. What does one affect the other? That's the shaila. After you finish learning Taisvis, it should bother you. I mean, just one, what does one have to do with the other? So I don't really have a core of shat and Taisvis. I want to tell you. But the Achronim say other pshatim to explain why a wall that falls down and damages while it's in the air is not Aish. They give like other tirutzim than Taisvis.
In this case, the damaging is done, you're talking about as it falls and hits something.
That's right. While it's falling. That's the kasha.
And we don't.
I think they ask on Taisvis. What's the chilek? What is one? How does one help the other? I just said they don't. They have. Also, it's difficult. I think in Nachos David they ask the kasha on Taisvis. What's pshat on Taisvis teretz? That means that they don't accept it. I mean, it's saying the same way.
Taisvis brings up the end time of why it's like for another case.
No, Taisvis says in the air it's 50-50, even. Taisvis does not say. Taisvis says it's even. It could be just as close to Aish as to Bor. All Taisvis says. So the kash is, if it's really equal, so how does it, just because later on it's going to be more Bor when it falls down, how does that help you while it's in the air when it damages? So the Nachos Dovid and the Meroime Soda give a different teretz why a wall which damages while it's falling is not Aish. Why it's closer to Bor. And they say a big lumbus. Because really, they ask another kash on Taisvis. Besides, you don't. The kash is, Taisvis says that while it's in the air, it's not completely Aish either. Why not? Because it's not Kayach Acham Urubai, right? There's no wind there. So the Meremi Soda has a beautiful lumbus kasha. Why should that be a reason not to make it Aish? It should even be a better Aish. Because Koyach Acham Urubai is a weakness in a normal Aish which has to depend on a wind to take the fire, so that's weaker. It doesn't have its own power. But a wall that's falling without side help, it's falling from its own weight. So if it's falling from its own weight, so it should be a stronger Aish. It should be like a Kal Vachomer. That should be an Aish plus. It should certainly be Aish.
I thought you said that Aish only works in Aish if it's a wind behind it.
But it depends. It depends how you look at it. The Gemara says normal Aish has a wind behind it. But does that make it better, a bigger mazik, or less a mazik? So the kash is, it's a less of a mazik, and still yachayev, even though there's a wind behind it. So certainly when the wall is falling without the wind, it should certainly be the fire and power mazik of Aish. Alright? If you learn Aish is a kula, depending on if it's a kula. But Taisvis, if it's a kula, so then why can't it be Aish? Kal v'chomer. So therefore the Meremi Soda and the Nachos David say, the reason why a wall falling down, while it's falling, is not Aish, big lumbus, beautiful lumbus, is a different problem. It's not Halachu Mazik. Taisvis took on that a wall falling is Halachu Mazik. It's going, right? Because it was standing and it's going. But there's a Gavalik Svara of these Achrayim. They say like this. Going is only something that can go for a long distance. It can go. An animal can keep going. Fire can keep going. A wall, if it's a 5-foot wall, is only going to go 5 feet. In other words, it's only going to go the distance of its height. This is the wall. It can't go any further than here.
It doesn't go as far, but it's still going.
So that's pshat, but that's not called going. If that's all it could go, it's not called going.
It's not that.
It's like that's called, not that going. That's not going. It's called laying down.
What's it called?
It's not called a movable. It's not calling to go too far, to distance. It's not a long distance mazik.
Not that long.
That's not Leilich. That's not called Leilich. If all it could go is going the same 5 feet, and truth is this part never moves. The bottom of the wall doesn't go any place. It's only the top of the wall that goes. So that's why it's not called Aish.
It's only not Leilich Mazik. Because the whole thing
top,
is not moving.
The whole thing is. All right, you can go into it.
The whole thing is not moving.
He says because it can't go further than its distance, than its height. Now, you could say because the bottom doesn't move or because the top doesn't move more than the 5 feet. Those are delicate chilukim. Here, the kids of the Achrayim say that this is not Hoylech U'Mazik. It's Mosek Midvash. Go all look at Chav. One pshat. The Shita Mekubetzes.
Even the bottom moves. The bottom is standing up, then it's the ground.
Okay. Yeah. But it does, that's not called moving. It just goes on its side.
There's something underneath there. It's gonna smash.
That's not moving. That ounce, that inch that it moves. Okay.
Nachos
Dover. The Shita Mekubetzes says another interesting, a different reason why it's not like Aish, which is, yeah, something to think about. He says, Aish, the wind, the Aish itself, fire is a damager. Fire consumes. Fire burns. You need the wind just to carry it over. Once it gets there, what does the damaging? The wind or the flames? The chemical reaction, the flames eat up.
Just
to make it bigger, just to get it there. But the actual damage is done like an animal. The walking doesn't damage when it gets there. The goring, the teeth or whatever does the damage. Hashem came by a wall. He says a wall betzim is not a damaging. A wall is a nice thing to have. It's when it's not in its place, when it's not where it's supposed to be, and it comes down, so the wall weighs 1,000 pounds. So sure, 1,000 pounds, it hits something and it smash it. But it's not like 1,000 pounds eat it up and break it. So it's more like a board, just like a board. The bottom of the board doesn't do anything. It just sits, it indirectly causes a damage. Again, since the wall, it's not like fire, it doesn't eat up.
So,
like what? No, it's not a nezik. It's not a damaging object. It just happens to be misplaced. That's why it's causing the damage. Fire is a damaging. It consumes. It eats. It's a positive
itself
force.
Doesn't damage.
Yeah, but here it's just the fact that it was. It's out of place. The wall.
How's the bar on it
first?
What?
No, it's not like Aish. Aish is something that itself damages.
Yeah, and this
bor also itself doesn't damage. Something gets damaged in it. So that's why, that's the same thing. A wall that falls down, you don't look at a wall as a bad thing. It's a good thing in the wrong place. You could ask the kasha on that from toldas of bor. Or you could ask me a lumdas of kasha. Because every tolda of bor, what's a tolda of bor? Avna sakina masoi that you put on the rooftop.
So that's right.
Teresu. Because there, a baggage on a rooftop is not supposed to where it's supposed to be. In other words, it's. So it's a bad thing there. But here, it's supposed to be planted. I mean, where it was grown, it was put there properly. So it's not a shem mazik. It's just like an indirect
mazik. When it starts to lean, when Besen sees, it's like a...
When it starts to... Okay, but Shita holds not, though. Shita says it's getting out of its place. That's all.
Just
that's
moving. That's
the Shita. Now...
Also
the Kitzer, what?
The Marani side also said that?
No, that was the same. First Teretz.
Nachstav and the Marani side said
that. That was the first Teretz. Okay? Now, the Chazon Ish, just before we get to the last part, the Chazon Ish says an interesting point. Actually, it's really
more in Taisus.
Taisus going back, it's a little, could have really said it before. Taisus says that it's not completely Aish. Why not? Because you don't have the wind. There's no wind driving the wall to damage. That's why it's not like Aish completely. And therefore we can make it into a bor. That's what Taisus. I'm just repeating what Taisus. The Chazon Ish adds on a point in Taisus that in a case where a man had a wall and on top of the wall Chais used to put his statues. He had different designs. He used to put things there, monuments, heavy things on top of the wall. And then Besen came over to him and told him, listen, you better take down the wall because it's shaky. And then he waits 30 days and he doesn't take it down. And the wall falls, but what does the damage is the statues on top of the wall. That's what does the smashing. Then what kind of a chiyuv would it be? Would it be still bor? Or then, could you see there, then the Chazon Ish says, everybody will be moida, that'll have to pay al-Aish,
But no, but it should be the same thing like wall.
Because the wall is the wind.
Doesn't come to take off the wall.
It's
wall. Like by
but it should still be the same the same shot like
the wall.
It's like you have something on top of the roof.
Because then,
but still, no, but still, no, but the roof, but.
No, but it's not. Didn't tell him, so he didn't have to assume the wall.
But it's not like Avnuskin and Masa, because Avnuskin and Masa has no right being up there. The monuments do have a right to be up there. And even so.
No, they don't have a right. He has 30 days to take it off. He was supposed to take it off. That's it. Remember, it was after 30 days. Avrami? You hear the Chiddush of the Chazon Ish is that the wall, when we look at the monument on the wall, when the wall falls, the wall becomes like the Kayach Acher. To push the monument to damage.
So it's right down our heads?
Yeah, so that's a chiddush, the chazon ish, that the wall could, that the wall itself, if the wall itself damages, it has nothing behind it.
Oh, there's something on top of the wall.
But if there's something on top of the wall, then the wall turns into the Kayach Acher Muruv. Now, if you think that's not enough, listen to the Gaonis the next day. Now, what would be if the same case, a man has a wall that he's supposed to take off, a bad wall, and he has monuments on top of it, but what caused the wall to fall down was the weight of the monuments, not the fact that the wall itself crumpled.
It's also age, yeah.
So then it comes out that the reverse.
Wall, the damage is
the age. So now if the wall damages, what caused the wall to fall? Because it was a heavy load. So it comes out that the damages become the monuments of the Kayach Acher Muruv, and they cause the wall to fall.
So now,
in other words, what the Chazon Ish is showing us is that we have to go deeper. We have to, each case, technically, depending on what exactly happened, whatever did the damage is the mazik, and the thing causing it becomes the Kayach Acher Muruv. But so it just shows you how delicate it could be.
We're just trying to give you two.
We're showing that, yeah, that it's not necessarily the wall is not Kayach Acher Muruv. It depends on relative to the situation.
But then, in this case, if the monuments cause the wall, then how could Bezdin warn him?
They tell him, listen, you got too heavy stuff on your wall. Same thing. Okay, now let's go to the last part. So, Bekitzer, we were Zoycha so far to go through three cases in the Mishnah and the Halachas. And then we went through what the Mazik. Why does went through Shitas and Taisis, why this falling wall is going to be a mazik of Eish, a mazik of Bor, with a Tzara Shava. That's how the Gemara comes out. That the reason why the man has to pay for damages when the wall damages is because it's a mazik of Bor with a Tzara Shava from Shor. But sometimes we spoke out from the Chazon Ish, the wall could be Chayev al Eish, depending if there's a Kayach Acher or Uruba. Okay, now when you open up the Rambam and you see the Rambam brings down these cases, again the Rambam brings down the case of first case where they didn't warn him at all, and then the Rambam brings down the case where they warned him and it damaged within Teich Zmanai, within the before the time finished, and the Rambam brings down the third case also, and if it damaged afterwards. But listen to the Lashon of the Rambam, and the Taz, Choshe Mishpat, has many kashes on the Rambam. And the Rambam, first of all, the Rambam says like this. On the first case, the Rambam says, why is it Potter on the first case? What was the first case again? Bezin didn't tell him anything, right? And a man has a wall, and the wall falls down. So the Rambam says like this. The reason why it's Potter is, Potter mi l'shalem, listen carefully, v'af al pi shehef kilun, that means whether he was mafker or he wasn't mafker, whether he gave the stones away or he didn't give the stones away, he's always potter. L'fi she'ein doimim lebor sh'harei ein p'chilosan l'hazik. The Rambam seems to be saying that the reason why you're potter in the first case is not like we started off in the beginning of Shir, that it's an oinus, that the man can say, listen, I didn't know that my wall is going to do any damage. But the Rambam seems to say, even if he knew that there's a problem here, he's potter because it's not chilas asiyos ilanezek. So it seems from the Rambam that even after the stones fell into the Rishus HaRavim, and he had time to pick it up, and he was not mafkiri, in all cases he's putter. Why is he putter? Because it's not chilas asiyos nezek. When the wall was built, it wasn't built as a nezek. In fact, the halakataz, there's so many kashas on this Rambam. So what if it's not chilas asiyos nezek? But if make it tzara shove, right? Our Gemara says it's not chilas asiyos nezek. But you make it tzara shove. Sure is also not chilas asiyos nezek. So how could the Rambam say you're potter, even after he knew that the wall fell down already? And he had time to pick it up. And even if he wasn't mafkir, he just, it's his stuff is laying there. Because the Rambam says, Av bishef kiran, mashma even loyef kiran also. So the Rambam goes against everything I said in the first place. And that's why I wanted, and I was a little uptight, if I saw you weren't writing down, because now you're going to see why it's so important to get Poshib Shat in the Gemara. Because when you look in the Rambam, you see the Rambam holds completely the opposite of what we worked out. The Rambam says it's his stuff laying in public property. He's lazy, and the Rambam says he's putter because he didn't make the board. It's a pella. The Rambam says he's putter if Bezdin never walked over to him, and he sees his own stuff laying in the Rishus HaRavim, he's putter because he didn't make the board. It wasn't chilas asiyos. The Rambam says because it's not chilas asiyos and lenetz. That is the kasha. That's one of the main kashas on the Rambam.
And the Gemara says
that tchilas asiyos nezek is not a problem because you make it tzara shava from shor. You make it tzara shava from shor, and then you learn out to make him chayiv.
So Taz bring a raya from shor?
No, he's asking a kasha.
Exactly. No, the Taz I don't want to say, but still we see by shor that shor is also chayiv.
No, the Gemara says it. He's asking, the Gemara says you make it tzara shava, and that should be enough to make him chayav. Now, the next kasha, the Rambam says the next case, but if it was a bad wall, and Bezdin told him, you give him 30 days to clean it up. If it noflu b'soy chazman, if it falls down and damages during 30 days, you're potter. La'achar zman chayav, after 30 days he has to pay, and the Rambam says because he let them there, he didn't take them away. He let them stay. Yeah. So the kasha on the Rambam is, I mean, the Rashi Zatzal has a whole shir on this piece, and he says, b'chol, what's the Rambam says nothing's lamid yoyim. I mean, Agamora doesn't say it. I think Agamora doesn't say clearly how much. The Gemara, I mean, if it's a bad wall, where do we find that Bezdin given? Why should it be putter during 30 days? He knows it's a bad wall. You got to watch it. What's this? Why be so nice to him? When a man has something that's a potential mazik, it's a very simple question. I mean, 30 days is a long time. If you know that any minute this thing could fall down. So
yeah, says, why can't you ask this here also?
See, because Agamora doesn't say how much time. This is Noson Lazman. Zman can be tomorrow.
Rabbi told me there's no Chiyav Shmira by 30 days.
What?
That's
what
it is, a Chiyav Shmira.
That's the Kasha. I didn't say 30. The Rambam says 30 days. So the Kasha, that's good for the Kasha. He should be Mechuyav as soon as he can to take away the Mazik. So the kids are... No, the Kasha is, why does he deserve so much time? If it's a bad wall that could fall down, the Rashi Gosal speaks out this Shiloh. So yeah, the main.
In this case, this match should be shortened to less, or that.
As soon as he can. I mean, as soon as Bezdin should walk over to him and tell him, listen,
that's
we have to give him a set time.
Why 30? But that's
30. That's the thing they're doing now.
30
is. We
have to give him a set time because if he falls down.
A set time should be a normal amount. 2 days. How long does it take to clean? How long does it take to take apart a wall?
The word they ever mentioned is mine, unless I missed it.
No, the Rambam said. The Rambam, that's a kash on the Rambam. The Rambam says 30 days.
Oh, okay.
Maybe the Gemara in Bamatsia, you have to see it. But
if you say that the Rambam said that if he knew it was lying there on the street, he just laid the pick it up and someone gets damaged,
Father? If they didn't tell him, if Bezdin didn't go over to him. That was the first part of the Rambam. Yeah, that's the main shverikai. The main kash on the Rambam is the first part. But the second card is that the Rambam should have said, because another, no,
even if it isn't the warrant, it should be. I mean, if you can't
saw
be
it,
blind,
that's right. Okay, yes. Yeah, so for this, the Rashi Zatzal comes with a tremendous kiddush. And also, he says that the what is the Rambam saying with Nisha Shah Oysam? The Rambam should have said that's part of that. The reason why Yechayiv is, because that's a tzara shava. It's a tzara shava between bor and shor. Our Gemara says, doesn't say meisha shor. The Rambam is giving a due reason that the Gemara doesn't mention. The Rambam says, why is he chayiv after 30 days? The meisha shor is him. He was pesheya. The Rambam should have said, because it was his stuff, and it's I mean, that goes into bor. That becomes, that's the case of tzara shava that we learn out from shor and bor. Why did the Rambam add meisha shor is him? But to answer both kashas on the Rambam, Rashi Zatzal is Mechadesh Yisoid Gobel. And this will answer up how the Rambam argues on this.
What shah him?
Sure, he left them there. He left the wall. He didn't do anything about it. He waited. That's right. Sure, he waited not to do anything. No. So the Rashi Zatzal says that the Rambam held that Bor, if a bor is not chilas, he learned different pshat na gemara. How should we learn pshat na gemara? That kais of ve'ilon. That really, it's shaykh to have such a bor which is not chilas asiyos ilanezek. Why? Because you learn out of tzad hashava from shor. The shor takes care of that problem. But Shiva the Tzal says the Rambam held not that way. The Rambam held that's not pshat na gemara. It's impossible to have a bor which is not chilas asiyos ilanezek. In other words, the Rambam held that's not just an extra mila; it's an extra chumrah. Without chilas asiyosoi, you have no bor. Unless there was an action to create the bor to damage you, it's not considered a bor.
The wall's not known as a bor before it falls down.
That's it. So we're not that. Therefore, the Rambam held. That's why the Rambam held that when a wall which is made for normal usage, the wall was created to whatever a wall is made for, or if trees are planted for shade, it's planted. If these things are made for normal living, they're not made to cause any damage. They're made for normal living. Then when later on, 25 years later, it falls down, so it comes out like this. Even if he owns still the stones that are laying in the Rishus HaRabba, Hitaka owns them. He owns them. But there was no action, never was there an action that the person himself did. There was never any action that he did to create this problem. It was created just by Teva. Out of in so many years, the wall by itself disintegrated and fell down. So therefore, even if it's his stuff sitting in the Rishus HaRabim, and he's looking at it day for 10 years, he's potter, because that's not one of the Arbovis Nezikin. And it won't help you at Tzad HaShoveh. You can't go ahead and make from a shore into that. You can't make him chayiv because of a Tzad HaShoveh. There's no bor here because there was no action. There was no bad action that the man did. There's no chiyiftach, there's no chiyichra. So even though it's his stuff in the Rishus HaRabim, if a man trips, the Moshe, he's walking, and he trips by accident, and his stuff falls into the road, and he lets it there, and he goes away. So it comes out, even though it was an accident, but it was his stuff, he did something, he was walking, he was at least carrying it. So we say that if he has enough time to pick it up, mafkir l'acher, if he's not mafkir it, so it's his stuff in the Rishus HaRabim. But there it is tchilas asiyosoi. He brought it with him. When a man carrying something in the street, that means he's taking something which technically, if it falls down, could become a mazik. But when a man plants a tree, or a man builds a wall, there's no hezik over here. Why after 30 days? So now let's go to the second half of the Rambam. So why, just because Bezin walks over to him and tells him that you have 30 days to take away this dirt, take away these rocks?
Because they made it through
Asasiyah. By special takonas chachomim, when the chachomim walk over to the man and they tell him, it's not right what you're doing. The chachomim say, you get rid of it. So by the chachomim making him responsible to do something, and then he's lazy. So when he goes against the words of the Chachomim, that's tchilas asiyos lenezek. That's why the Rambam added Mipnei Shoisam. When the Rambam, so the Pshat is not the way we're learning Pashim, Taisvis learned that to be a bor, you could be a bor without Tchilas Asiyasinu. Just you need a Tzad HaShov of Shor also, and Shor takes care of that problem. According to the Rambam, Shor doesn't take care of that problem. The bor itself, the bor when Bezdin walked over to the person, and Bezdin told him, you have 30 days, Bezdin created that he, Bezdin made him into a bad guy. Bezdin, I shouldn't say guy, but Bezdin made him into a person who created the mazik. Because Bezdin established the 30-day period. That's very geschmack why 30 days come in. Bezdin doesn't have to rush. Because it's not pshat we're dealing here with a real mazik. Because a wall and a tree are not a real mazikim. They're natural things which you can't make him pay for letting natural things take place. But if therefore Bezdin gives him a nice long time, 30 days, and then he goes against Bezdin. Bezdin was nice to him, and still he was lazy. So then it's like it's no longer a tree anymore. It's a bomb. And it was by him going against what Bezdin set up, the Rosh Yeshiva Zatzal brings the Geshmaka right. This halacha is put together with Niskei Shechenim, with the laws of neighborhoods. It's not with the regular Avos Mezikin. That's why it's in Perek Yud Gimel. This halacha, I mean, above Metzia, it's mentioned in the laws of neighborhoods, that Bezdin, in order to keep the peace, Bezdin sets up certain laws. So the Rambam mentioned it together with those halachas, because that creates it into a mazik. Since the Chachamim made a new law for the neighborhood, that when somebody's tree or wall falls down, they got 30 days. They got 30 days to clean it up. So that Helchus Shechenim creates that he's now a mazik, that if he still lets his stuff lay in the street for 30 days, now it turns into a bore. So that's what...